Man, fuck that, man.
What's up, man?
Them niggas around the corner tripped out, man. Where my fuck that, man? Where my strap? Fuck that shit,
come
man.
On, let's go.
Them
I'll take my car. Come on.
Fuck that, man.
Oh, fuck that. We're gonna let these niggas have it.
Just pull up.
Get your shit ready, nigga.
Damn.
These niggas right here?
Yep. That's the
right,
niggas right there.
Get ready. I'm gonna let these niggas.
What's up, man?
What up, Trey? You did your homework?
What homework?
Not fair. Yeah, I did it. Can I copy it?
Hell no.
Hey, you should have done it. Did y'all hear the shooting last night?
Yeah, I heard it. I got on my bed.
Man, you a scary cat. My mama say, a bullet don't have no name on it. I ain't afraid to get shot.
Both my brothers were shot, they still alive. They lucky.
Y'all want to see something?
What?
I ain't saying what. You want to see it or not?
Smoke. Look at the hole in the wall, stupid.
You suck until my times table.
Look, why is the blood turning yellow?
That's what happens when it separates from the plasma.
So that's how the settlers survived that long, hard winter that took so many of their lives, is by eating all those special foods that were given to them, like the turkey and the squash. And all the foods that we think of as our traditional holiday meal. And that's why we celebrate Thanksgiving, in order to commemorate the unity between the Indians, the Native Americans, and the early English settlers, who were called, class?
Pilgrims!
That's right, the Pilgrims, very good.
The penguins.
Who said that? Mr. Stiles.
That's me.
How is it you always have something funny to say?
Because I'm a comedian.
Would you like to come up and teach the class?
Yeah, I can do that.
Very well, come on up. Instruct us. And what will be the basis of your lecture?
What?
What are you going to talk about?
Jay, if you let me talk, shoot.
Shh.
Okay. All right, does anybody know what the name of this place is?
That's Africa. I know that.
That's right, that's Africa. But did you know that Africa is the place where the body of the first man was found? My daddy says that makes it the place where all people originated from. That means everybody's really from Africa. Everybody. Oh, y'all. Everybody.
I'm from Africa. I'm from Crenshaw Mafia.
Like it or not, you're from Africa.
I'm from Africa. You from Africa, you African booty scratcher.
Look, I'll kick your ass.
Okay, boys, that's enough. Count to ten and be quiet.
I'll get my brother and shoot you in the face. Get your punk-ass brother,
Trey.
Bitch. I'll get my daddy.
Trey.
At least I got one, motherfucker. Ain't your
That's
bitch.
It. Enough.
Ain't nobody's bitch.
Bobby.
Bitch.
Are you listening to me? Sit down. Now.
Let's go.
saying, he's highly intelligent. He has enormous vocabulary. It's just that...
Yes, go on.
It's just that he has a very bad temper. It makes it extremely difficult for him to interact with the other children. Now, perhaps I could recommend therapy or a child psychologist.
No, thank you. We can manage just fine.
Is there some problem in the home? Are you employed?
That's really none of your business. But since you asked, I am employed, and I'm studying to receive my master's degree.
Then you are educated.
Listen, are we going to talk about me or my son?
I'm sorry. Well, we'll be happy to see Trey back in class on Tuesday. His suspension was only for 3 days, you know.
No, I don't think you'll be seeing Trey again.
And why is that, may I ask?
Because Trey is going to live with his father.
His father?
Yes, his father. Or did you think we made babies by ourselves?
Can I go jump in the lake, Mama?
What was our agreement? What did we put down in writing? I, Trey Stiles, being of sound mind and body, agree not to get into any disputes, whether physical or verbal, for the rest of the school year. If I do not conform to this agreement, I will go to live with my father, Mr. Furious Stiles. Signed, oh, now who wrote this? Trey Stiles. You have to work on your handwriting. I just don't want to see you end up dead, or in jail, a drunk standing in front of one of these liquor stores. Can you understand that? Look at me. I'm serious. I love you. You're my only son.
How you doing?
I'm fine. How about yourself?
I'm living. That's enough for me.
Well, here he is.
What's the matter? You can't say hi? Go ahead. Talk to your friend.
Well, there goes your son. You wanted him, you got him.
Why are you trying to make this so easy?
Well, it's like you told me. I can't teach him how to be a man. It's your job.
So it ain't no weekend thing no more, huh? Stand for good? Chris, you know Trey, right? Remember that time we were playing ball out there?
Yeah, I remember you. You the one collect all the comic books. You living here now?
Thank you, Reba.
Furious. Take care of my baby.
He is my baby, too.
You still collect comic books? Why this fool got more comics than a motherfucker?
Trey, come here.
Watch my stuff.
What up, Trey? What's up, Rick?
Well, it looks like you got all your friends over here.
When you coming to pick me up?
Listen, this is just a temporary thing. When I get out of school, I get a better job, a better place to stay. Maybe a house. Then you can come back and things will be better. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Can I kiss?
Love you, love you.
Me too.
So, Doughboy, you staying out of trouble?
Troubles? I ain't got no troubles. You got some
trouble? Got some lawn trouble. Why don't y'all rake these leaves up for me?
How much?
I give you $5 for the whole lawn with not one leaf on it.
$5? Man, that ain't shit. I can make more than that doing nothing.
Oh, yeah, doing what?
He worked for his uncle.
Oh, well, that's too bad. I guess I just have to get my son to do it for me.
Do what?
I want you to rake up these leaves off the lawn. Hey, boy, don't look at me funny if I ask you to do something. Here, take this. There's two trash bags right there on the ground. See y'all later. Aw,
man, damn your daddy, man. You worse than the boogeyman himself. How do all these leaves? Who do you think you is, Punta Quinta?
Later, sir.
Later. What you mean a boogeyman?
There ain't no such thing as no boogeyman.
Shut up, fool. Yeah, there is.
There is a boogeyman.
Yeah, major.
All right, Trey, I gotta lay down the rules of the house. It's the same thing as weekend, you remember? All right, then, what are they?
Clean the bathroom, sink, floor, and tub. I gotta clean that tub?
Yeah.
Clean my room, water line. Did I cash you something?
Mm-hmm.
What do you have to do around here?
I don't have to do nothing around here except for pay the bills, put food on the table, and put clothes on your back. You understand?
No, I have to pay the bills.
You know, Trey, you may think I'm being hard on you right now, but I'm not. What I'm doing is I'm trying to teach you how to be responsible. It's like your little friends across the street, they don't have anybody to show them how to do that. They don't. You're going to see how they end up, too. I'm glad you're here, Trey. You're a prince, you know that? Yeah. You're the prince, I'm the king. Right now, the king says it's time for the prince to go to bed. So, get yourself together. I'll see you in the morning, okay? Somebody must have been praying for that fool. I swear I aimed right for his head.
You should have blew it off.
Don't say that. Don't say that. Just would have been contributing to killing another brother. And where are these fools? We've been waiting out here for almost an hour, you know that?
We got a call of a burglary here.
Yeah, that was about an hour ago.
Whoa. We didn't ask you that.
Yeah, well, I told you. Besides, I don't like having my son out here in the cold.
Just tell me what happened, sir.
Well, somebody broke into the house. I fired at him with my piece, and he ran away.
So you didn't get him?
Well, if I got him, he'd be laid out here in front of you, right?
Is there anything missing?
No.
Good. No need to make out a report. You know, it's too bad you didn't get him. Be one less nigger out in the streets we have to worry about. Hey, little man. How you doing?
Going in the house, Trey. Go on.
Something wrong?
Something wrong, yeah. It's just too bad you don't know what it is. Brother.
I know he don't think he's better than the rest of us. Must be too busy shooting at people. I heard what happened over that other night. He still got that same girlfriend?
Excuse me, Mama. Man, why you always play football?
Because that's what I'm going to do.
That's right.
Yo, I heard Fury shot at somebody last night. You get him?
No.
Who's that? That's my lady, homie. Her name's Brandy. And she ain't your woman. She's my woman. How could she be your woman when she's my lady? She's my wife. She may be your wife, but I stick my dingling in her every night, so that makes her mine.
Get your fat ass in here and quit looking at that nappy-headed boy.
Punk. Faggot. Get off me with your big 4x4 head. Get off! Man, forget that girl. Come on, let's go see Chris.
Well, where's my ball?
Man, don't bring that ball. can't stay long because me and my daddy going fishing.
Man, we ain't gonna stay long.
Where's he live?
He don't live far.
Wait, why you have to bring that ball?
I ain't saying nothing if it gets up.
Y'all wanna see a dead body?
Yeah. Trey's daddy blasted at somebody last night.
Really? What kind of gun your daddy got?
I think it's a 357 Magnum.
Really? I got a deuce. My brother gave it to me before he went into county jail. Got it under my bed. You want to see? Snowed it too. Just up in here.
Damn, smell like a dog died. Look like Freddy Krueger got it.
He stinks. That's how they smell after a while. I wonder why it took them to the store to pick them up.
Hey, yo, man, I ain't going up in there.
Oh,
damn. Damn, it's stinking this motherfucker.
Hey, throw the ball.
Throw that ball, you ain't gonna see it again.
Don't you know this is a dead body?
Yeah, motherfuckers, I know that shit. He ain't bothering you, so don't fuck with him. Yo, throw the ball, little man. I ain't gonna take it. Little Chris, tell this fool I ain't gonna take his ball. I got enough money to buy me 100 balls. Shit.
Man, I told you not to bring that ball.
Thanks, cuz.
Yo, dog.
Yeah, let's go, man. Throw the ball.
Man, you stupid. Don't have no sense. Told you not to bring that ball. Wait till I tell mama.
Man, shut up. I don't care. Tell mama.
Y'all leaving? Hell no. Hey, give me my brother's ball back.
Hey, you fine.
I said, give me my brother's ball back
before what? What's your fat ass going to do?
Hey, yo, Rob, get a little nigga the ball back. Stupid mama. I was gonna give it to you too.
Man.
Hey man, I got a football. I never use them or stuff. I'll give it to you when we get home.
Man, he ain't gonna want it. His daddy gave him that ball. I wish I could kill that motherfucker.
Yo, Rob, give me the ball. Give me the fucking ball. Hey! Hey, little man! Catch!
Man, you sorry. I'm going to the store.
But you don't get you ain't got no money.
I'm going anyway.
So tell me, you a leader or a follower,
I'm a leader.
Okay then, what's the three rules? Break it down for me. And hey, think before you answer.
I got it. Always look a person in the eye. You got to respect you better.
two words to never be afraid to ask you for anything. Stealing isn't necessary. And the last one I think was to never respect anybody who doesn't respect you back. Is that right?
Yeah, you got it. What do you know about sex?
I know a little bit.
Oh yeah? What little bit is that?
I know. I take a girl, stick my thing in her, and 9 months later a baby comes out.
You think that's it?
Basically, yeah.
Well, remember this. Any fool with a dick can make a baby, but only a real man can raise his children. I wasn't but 17 when your mother was pregnant with you. All of my friends was dropping out of high school, hanging out on corners, in front of liquor stores, getting drunk, getting high. Some of them was robbing people. Some of them was even killing people. Hey, you remember my friend Marcus? Yeah, he got into robbing people. He wanted me to come along and join him, but I was like, nah, man. Getting ready to have a son. I knew you was going to be a boy. Anyway, I wanted to be somebody you could look up to. So, I guess that's why I went to Vietnam. Don't ever go in the army, Trey. Black man ain't got no place in the army.
Damn. Why you get it all over me? Don't do that no more. That's nasty. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, listen to this song. I love this song.
Things are gonna get easier. Ooh, things are gonna get harder.
Oh man, look like it was a
shooting. Nah, they going to shoot. Come on, man, what happened? Oh, still. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful sun. Someday, when the world is much brighter.
Ooh, child, things are gonna be. Ooh, child, things will be brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter.
I got him. Going back to the friends over there. I got him.
He's wet. That's why he's crying.
He ain't wet. Go back over there. Listen, I'm sorry. Come here.
See? That's how y'all got that one. Ricky, you make sure she's taking them pills. You hear me? Because I don't want a whole sack of these running around here. Because I'm going to be the one taking care of them. Get me out from the bed. Come on. Come on. Oh, it's all right. All right. take it.
I'm with it.
Domino, motherfuckers. What you say about that?
Fool, that ain't shit. I beat your ass 3 times already. That's just 1 time, nigga. Let's play again. Fuck that.
I don't want to play no more. Let's bust some spades.
Yeah, I'm with that, gang.
Bust some spades? Cool.
I'll play spades, dude.
Something like that.
I got something for you to suck on. Yeah, cut that, Jimmy.
Right. Fuck. I want one of them hoochies over there.
Dookie, you full of shit. You no bitch gonna be all your ass on pussy.
I bet you I get more pussy than you. Yeah.
I heard you be getting that dope head pussy. See me? I get more pussy, you probably get air with your wannabe Mac Dad.
Wannabe Mac? Who the hell wannabe Mac Dad?
You, nigga. No pussy getting motherfucker. Fucking them dope heads and stupid ass, nigga.
Look, you don't know what I be getting. You be fucking no dope heads. I might let them suck my dick, but I don't be fucking them. And they got AIDS and shit.
Stupid motherfucker, don't you know you can catch that shit from letting them suck on your dick, too?
Thank you.
But see, I ain't sick. I ain't all skinny and shit.
Nigga, what you mean you ain't skinny? Motherfucker so skinny, you can hoo-hoo through Cheerios. And fool, you ain't got to be skinny or sick. You can die 5 years from now from that shit.
Fuck ass.
Y'all trying to scare me. No, but can you really get that shit from letting them suck on your dick?
Mark.
Good, you just in time for the food. I was just going in to bring out the rest of the things. Potato salad, you name it, we got it. Well, everybody's here, so go ahead and have a good time.
Oh, and Trey, baby, do me a favor. Talk to Darren for me. Talk to him seriously. I am so sick and tired of him going in and out of there. Maybe some of what you got to rub off on him.
What's up, Joe?
Oh, shit.
What up, G?
They loving it.
Hey.
Yo, what's up, Trey?
What's up, Chris? Heard you like Mr. GQ Smooth, man. Working over at the Fox Hill Mall?
Yeah, I get a discount on clothes and shit. You like?
You look like you selling rocks.
Trey, you be slanging that shit?
Nah, man, I don't be doing that shit. Couldn't anyway. Pops will kick your ass. I know I'm out the pen now. I'm trying to keep my ass out this time.
Well, that's what we're here to celebrate, right, man?
Yeah.
Damn, brother, how'd you get so big?
Bumping iron and eating, man. Ain't nothing else to do in the motherfucking pen.
Yeah.
Rehydrating the cot, you know what I'm saying? Rest of the time I was reading and writing my girl.
Reading?
Yeah, motherfucker. I ain't no criminal. I can't read, bitch.
Who in Bushonies?
That's Trey, Ricky's best friend. He used to be best friends with Dobo when they was little. You know how they be trying to act like they brothers and shit.
Girl, he is fine. I like to rush that. He go to Washington?
He go to Crenshaw. Girl, I've seen him before. He work at the Fox Hills Mall.
Do he got a girlfriend?
Yes.
Jamaican girl is stomping on this hoes, man. He fine anyway. You better watch his ass. Somebody might see. All right, y'all. Come and get it.
No. Do you
Hey, why don't you act like gentlemen and let these ladies eat first?
Yeah, you act like you ain't even had no barbecue before. The ladies eat. Hoes gotta eat too.
Wait a minute, nigga. Who you calling a hoe? I ain't no hoe.
Oops. I'm sorry, bitch.
Hey, watch your mouth.
Just playing.
All right, enjoy. And be nice.
Hello. So why haven't you called?
Just 1 minute. What's up, my brother? I thought she wants to talk to you over there.
Yeah, I know. I'm just taking my time.
Oh, I see. So you were trying to win that game.
Yeah, how am I doing?
Well, you're doing just fine. Just fine. Except for one thing.
Yeah, what's that?
She left.
What?
Oh, that's all right. Oh.
Hey.
The baby out the streets. And change your diapers. They almost smell as bad as you.
What a punk. What a fool. Mark.
Yeah. I know you ain't bring me no swine, did you?
Nah. Miss Baker told me to bring you a plate.
Brenda, huh?
Yeah.
She might have had a chance. She didn't talk so much. Let's see. Yeah. She ain't lost her touch. She still can make some barbecue.
Hey, Pop, can you fix my fade back here? And up here?
I'm eating.
After you eat?
Yeah.
Yeah, real close. So I can brush it. Hook up some waves.
Something wrong?
Nope.
What's the problem?
I'm getting old, Pop.
I'm getting old.
Yeah.
No. I'm getting better, young brother. You getting old.
Man, you old. You older than dirt.
Oh, I'm older than dirt, huh?
Yes.
No. I am 17 years older than you. Okay? Now, your friends out here, they got fathers in their 40s and 50s, man. These cats are great big, just slobs, man. You know, bellies out to here.
That's going to be you. That's going to be you, man. Big old, fat, juicy roll, double jelly roll belly. Right? Sitting in a rocking chair.
Oh.
Reading the funny paper.
Oh, man.
And my kids, your grandchildren are going to be running around you talking about, granddaddy, give me something. Give me a dollar.
You think so, huh?
Yeah.
Wait a minute, man.
What's all this about? Grandkids, man. You've been using the rubbers I gave you, ain't you? Oh,
man, why?
Hey, look, Trey, I ain't ready to be a granddaddy, all right? I ain't ready to be a granddaddy, man. I ain't ready for all of that.
Crazy. Don't worry about it. I can take care of myself. Why are you sweating me, man?
Trey, close it for me. Close it for me. Come in.
You know what I stink now? I got something on me?
You had some pussy yet?
What?
You had some pussy yet?
Yeah.
When?
What?
When? Alright. Wait, just sit down for a second. No, sit down now.
It was a Sunday, right? Rick and I were kicking it up on Crenshaw. This group of females rolled up in a rabbit. Like everybody trying to bum rush, trying to jib and all, right? Man, there was this one girl. Everybody was trying to rush. Baby was torn. You know, body was booming like right out of just centerfold or something. So I'm like, eyeballing her. She walks right up on me and she busts out. Is this your ride? I said, yeah, you want to go for a ride with me? She said, no, I want to drive it. I said, can you drive stick? She said, I can learn if you teach me. Well, now I go into my Mac Daddy mode because I'm starting to get a woody in my sweats, right? And I says, why don't you give me your number and I'll call you for a lesson? She does. About a week later, I'm over at her house, right? Her mom and grandma are leaving for church, you know. I walk right up to the door, man. As soon as I go inside, boom, we go at it. Nonstop, kissing, thugging, right? So I pick her up, take her upstairs. Well, about 20 minutes into it, mom and grandma's come home. Seems grandma forgot her purse. Want to make sure she has something to put in the collection plate. Yeah, I guess you can smell the sex in the air or something, right? She starts straight towards Tisha's room. That's the last I ever saw Tisha. You know, I call every once in a while, but when I do, her mama or grandma pick up the phone and say, she can't talk right now. She busy doing the dishes.
What'd you use?
I used the number she gave me. No, why you sweat me? I had to use nothing. She said she was on the pill.
How many times I tell you, if a girl tells you she's on the pill, you use something anyway. Pilling will keep your dick from falling off. I don't understand why you insist on learning things the hard way, Trey, but you're gonna learn. Oh, yeah, you're gonna learn. Clean up the head.
What, man? Hey, man, what the fuck is wrong with you?
What?
You slamming my door like some kind of grill on a football field.
Damn, nigga, what's wrong with you?
Nothing.
Guess what, man? Recruiter from SC's coming over tonight.
Cool. No, man, I never lied to my father.
Never?
Well, almost never.
Where's all this coming from? Where's all this coming from?
I lied to Pops yesterday. Told him I wasn't no virgin.
Well, he ain't a virgin, is he? Is he?
Well, technically speaking, I haven't. You know, I fingered a couple of honeys and sucked on some titties, but I ain't never stuck it in there.
Whatever, man.
Don't you really want to know?
Yeah, I asked you, didn't I?
I was afraid.
Oh, shit!
Get on.
Oh, shit.
See,
oh,
man,
what you doing,
shut
man?
Up. Shut up.
What you afraid of, man?
Being a daddy.
Oh. Yeah.
But I'm getting old now, see? And now that I want to flap some skins, Brandy ain't even down for it. Even if I wear a jimmy, she ain't down for it.
Is that right?
Just me and you.
What's that?
Just the two.
Don't see that.
Yeah, well, why the silent treatment? You haven't talked to me in 5 days. I call your house and you tell your father to say you're not home. Then I call again and you take the phone off the hook.
Well, I've been busy.
Oh, well, don't give me no bald-ass excuse for a lie like that. What did I do, Trey? What did I do that was so bad that you just had to stop talking to me?
See, you know what you did? See, you gotta get with the program.
I told you about that. I'm Catholic and it goes against my morals.
See, I know you did. But Catholic girls are supposed to be one of the biggest hoochies.
When you bust a Catholic,
you say you want to wait till you get married first, right? Look at me, right?
Yes.
And I say that I'm going to be the one who marries you. So, technically, it don't make no difference whether we do it now or later. We're still going to get married, right?
Yeah, but I want to go to college before I get married, and there ain't no guarantee that I'm going to marry you. You haven't even given me a ring.
Well, I ain't ready for all that yet.
Oh, but you're ready to act like we're married, though, right?
What's your man say?
Don't touch me.
All right.
Sick, man.
I know, but I missed you.
I missed you too.
Hmm?
I missed you too. You still ain't fucked it yet. Let's go. You better take your ass to the store with that.
See, when you're in the skins of what? No, that's not all I think about. Yeah. Okay.
Pop!
Yo!
Ray's mom say you're cute!
Yeah, ask her how come she don't say hi when I speak to her.
He said, how come she don't say hi when you speak to her? Yeah. Hey, I'm supposed to be talking to you, not passing messages. hey, if my daddy mess with your mama, we're gonna be brother and sister, then we have to do that incest thing. What? No, I'm just kidding. Wait, hang on, let me call. Who this? Oh, hi, mama. Yeah, hang on, I got Brandon in line, okay? Are you gonna get me scammed or what?
Trey, this is your mother.
Oh, I'm sorry, mama. Hang on for 1 second. Okay. Randy? Yeah, I'm gonna call you. Okay. Hi, mama.
Who dis? What kind of way is that to answer the phone?
I'm sorry, mama.
Why didn't you come over this weekend?
I was calling Rick.
You can cool with your friends anytime. The weekends are supposed to be our time together. Have you thought about what we talked about?
Yeah.
And?
I don't know yet.
Let me speak to your daddy.
Pop! Telephone!
Who this? Hey, how you doing? Yeah, we talked about that. Yeah, well, look, I know you don't agree with me, but I think it's his decision. I don't think that's necessary. Look, Reva, this is bullshit. I'm sorry, but I think it's ridiculous. There's no reason for him to come live with me now. Not a baby. No. Wait a minute. Why you got an attitude? No, I don't have an attitude. You have an attitude. We have gone through this 1,000 times. I always tell you. Use the rubber. You know? Use the rubber.
Watch me shoot this motherfucker. Look.
What?
Yeah. Taking off the motherfucking set.
And your monster, man. Be cussing some motherfucking line. My mom don't like that shit. Come on, man. Little plastic, you sitting on the good part. Damn.
Darren!
See, now I gotta hear this shit.
Darren!
What?
Get them drive-by shooters out of my
head. Mom's be fucking with his ass without fail. But she ain't like that with Rick, though.
Cause they got different daddies, that's why.
Man, y'all gotta get the fuck out. Mm-hmm. Brother, I'm company in a minute.
You wanna see that shit?
That's my fault.
I need to get my turn, man.
Come on, man, fix that shit, man.
What up, man? What up, dude? Who that?
Know where Ricky Baker lives? That's my brother. He live here. Hey, yo, Rick, the man here to see you.
Stop it. Stop, hold still. Still. Wait, I got it.
Yo, Rick, get your ass out of here.
Ricky, come on out of the bathroom, baby.
Check this out. He's coming to grab me.
So what college you for?
I'm from USC.
Yo, man, you gotta have a scholarship to go to SC?
No, but it helps.
Yo, you think you can hook me up with a scholarship?
What do you do?
I used to play baseball.
Shut up, man. Don't you know the man's about business? Move, nigga. Move, huh? Move.
Hello.
Hello, I'm Louis Crump. You must be Ricky's mother.
Brenda. And this is my other son, Darren.
Hello, Darren.
What's up?
Can I get you something to drink? Coffee, water, soda?
No, no, thank you.
How you doing? You met the game against Washington, right?
Yes, I remember. That was a good game. You picked up 276 yards in that game, huh? Yeah. That's pretty impressive.
Well, why don't you all sit and talk? Hey.
Now, I just want you to know we're interested in you coming to the campus. Get a good look around. You know, feel for the school as a whole.
Here's my tape. That was against Bang my junior year. Yeah, we lost that year, but I did pretty well in yardage. Best defense in the city that year.
Big country booty, big country titties. Booyah!
That's what I'm saying.
I'm eating all that cornbread and shit, I guess.
Shit, me? I go to college just for the hoes.
Fool, you don't go to college to be talking no bitches. Your black ass supposed to be learning something. Can't learn shit talking no stupid ass bitch. Damn, that shit bumped.
What are you interested in beside playing ball?
Like, what you mean?
I mean, what would you want to major in? What kind of degree would you like to pursue? I'm just asking because you know there's a strong possibility that you won't go into the NFL after college. Just a fact. It happens.
And I ended up before. Well, actually, I was thinking about majoring in business. See, I got this friend named Trey who's always talking about going into business and all. Plus, I like computers. Maybe I can do that. What do you think?
Young brother, I think you can do anything you put your mind to.
I tell you where y'all need to go. Where they got more women than anywhere. Fine ones, too.
Crenshaw on Sunday nights.
No.
Street races on Florence.
No, nigga, y'all way off. I give y'all a hint. Everybody's been there.
Where? Where, nigga? Spit it out.
The church.
Oh, shit. Nigga, please. Ain't nobody going to church to catch no bitches. I should roll your ass up off this porch, that stupid shit.
So, basically, you have a 2.3 overall GPA, according to the classes we require. All you have to do is take the SAT test.
Yeah. I heard about that test.
The next one's being offered, let's see, early October. Are you going to take it?
I guess so. I mean, I can't get into college without it, right?
And just remember, all you have to do is get over a 700.
Okay.
Come here. Come here. I'm sorry. I'm trying to keep a little bed.
Your little brother?
No. It's my son.
Oh. Well, I look forward to talking to you again. And we'll also arrange that tour for you.
Thank you, Mr. Crump.
You bet, Ricky. Bye-bye.
Yo, man, well, keep me down with a scholarship or what? Because, you know, I want to go to college, too.
Man, shut the fuck up, man.
Fuck me, nigga. It's my porch. You can take your dumb ass home.
My baby is going to a university. I always knew you would amount to something. I did. When you were a little boy, you used to run around here all the time with that football in your hand. You remember that? I'm proud of you, baby.
Thanks, Mom.
Thank you.
If I may have your attention, please. The SAT test will be administered in this room. When you receive your test book, please keep it closed on your desk. Read the directions on the front cover of your test book. You have to use a number 2 pencil in marking your answer sheet. Ink or ballpoint pen is not to be used. At this time, if you do not have a number 2 pencil with you, please raise your hand and keep it up. We'll pass a pencil out to you. During the time allotted for a section, you may work on that section only. If you finish a section before time is called, you may not go back to a previous section or on to the next one. At this time, you have 30 minutes for section 1. Open your test books and begin work.
About a chip.
Tell him not to worry about the interest rate. The interest rate hasn't moved 2% in 5 years.
Furious okay. Styles by
talk to you later. So, how you guys think you did on the test?
All right, I guess.
Yes. Most of those tests are culturally biased to begin with. The only part that's universal is the math. Boys must be hungry. I'm real surprised to see you down here.
Came to see you. See how you doing. How's business going?
Well, there's always business. Just not always in here.
So, like, what do you do, Furious? I mean, what, you help people get money for their homes or what?
Well, there is no or what. That's what I do, Rick. You boys want to see something?
Do we have a choice?
Hey man, I don't know about all this Furious. Guys walking around motherfucking Compton and all, man. Rick, it's the 90s. Can't afford to be afraid of our own people anymore, man. Would you two knuckleheads come on? Why don't y'all take a look at that sign up there? See what it says? Cash for your home? You know what that is? What are y'all, Amos and Andy? You step in and he's fetching? I'm talking about the message, what it stands for. It's called gentrification. It's what happens when the property value of a certain area is brought down. Huh? You listening?
Yeah.
To bring the property value down. They can buy the land at a lower price. Then they move all the people out, raise the property value, and sell it at a profit. Now, what we need to do is we need to keep everything in our neighborhood, everything, black. Black-owned with black money. Just like the Jews, the Italians, the Mexicans, and the Koreans do.
Ain't nobody from outside bringing down the property value. It's these folks shooting each other and selling that
crack rock and shit.
Well, how you think the crack rock gets into the country? We don't own any planes. We don't own no ships. But we are not the people who are flying and floating that shit in here. I know every time you turn on the TV, that's what you see. Black people selling the rock, pushing the rock, pushing the rock. Yeah, I know. But that wasn't a problem as long as it was here. Wasn't a problem until it was in Iowa and it showed up on Wall Street where there are hardly any black people. Now, if you want to talk about guns, why is it that there's a gun shop on almost every corner in this community?
Why?
Tell you why. For the same reason that there's a liquor store on almost every corner in the black community. Why? They want us to kill ourselves. You go out to Beverly Hills, you don't see that shit. But they want us to kill ourselves. Yeah, the best way you can destroy a people, you take away their ability to reproduce themselves.
Yeah.
Who is it that's dying out here on these streets every night? Y'all. Young brothers like yourselves.
What am I supposed to do? Fool roll up, try to smoke me? You shoot the motherfucker if you don't kill me first.
You're doing exactly what they want you to do. You have to think, young brother, about your future. Huh?
Damn, man, you know, Pierce is deep.
He used to be a preacher or something?
Nah, he ain't never been no preacher. Just reads a lot.
My brother should have heard that, man. Would have done that nigga some good.
Where he at?
Where else, man? I'm on Crenshaw with the rest of them fools.
Let's go.
Ooh.
Nigga, don't be using God's name in vain.
What? That's sure.
Yo, man, you believe in God?
Yo, why the fuck y'all get so damn religified lately?
Fool, I wasn't even talking to you. This is an A and B conversation, you know. You can see your way out of it.
Yeah, you can see your way out my rock, and we'll see your cripple ass walking all the way home.
Man, look, do I believe in God? Yeah, I guess I do. How else can you have the sun, the moon, and stars and shit like that?
Sun, moon, stars, quasars, motherfuckers sound like Elwood Chess. Ain't no God. Okay, there was a God. Why be letting motherfuckers get smoked every night? Babies and little kids, you tell me that.
Well, you tell me this, nigga. How you know God's a he? He could be a she. You don't know that.
For one thing, you don't know what the fuck I be motherfucking knowing. I read about this shit when I was in the pen. It was this book, right? And it was telling life and a perspective. God was a bitch. Said if God was a bitch, there wouldn't be no nuclear bombs, no wars, no shit like that, because they ain't in a bitch's nature.
Why every time you talk about a female, you gotta say bitch, a hoe, a hoochie?
Because that's what you are.
Nigga, fuck you. Nobody knowing how he felt. Damn, nigga, one gun. Put on your seatbelt.
Hey, what's up? What up, D? Wait, hey. Everybody hit his ass up. What's up, Mom?
What's up, real friend?
What's up, man? What up, man? Where y'all coming from?
Compton.
What y'all doing over here, man?
We just kicking it, philosophizing on God, church, bitches, and all. Schooling these niggas on the aspect of religion.
Religion?
And on actual studies, you know what I'm saying? Y'all coming from Compton?
Yeah.
I thought you were scared of Compton,
man.
Rick was a shivering bitch, boy.
It was deep, though. It was deep. Should have been there, man.
Yeah, Pops was talking, speaking, man. Speaking the truth and shit.
Your Pops is like motherfucking Malcolm Farrakhan.
Farrakhan.
and they're never in the club.
Hey man, what's wrong with you?
It's the grand slam, and when it's won, it's the home run.
Fuck you looking at, nigga? I'm still trying to find out, nigga.
Hold on.
Oh, we got a problem here? We got a problem, nigga.
Oh, what up with this?
Gun away, nigga.
Can we have one night where there ain't no fight, nobody gets shot?
Shut up, bitch.
Bitch,
shut up. Fuck you, call a bitch.
Let's get that bitch out. Ferris always trying to start some shit. Nigga can't fight, so he always trying to find some excuse to shoot somebody.
That's why people get shot all the time. Real bad interview. Trying to show how hard they is. Ignorant.
Oh, fool, shut up. You be doing that shit too.
But you don't know the people.
I'm getting the fuck out of L.A. Fuck this shit. Fuck it. Can't go nowhere without it getting all shot up and shit. Oh, shit. Fuck.
Driver, put your hands on the steering wheel.
Weapons on you?
No.
I didn't do nothing.
You think you're tough? Think you're tough, huh?
You're scared now.
I like that. That's why I took this job. Oh, I hate little motherfuckers like you. Niggas, blow your shit. Think you're tough, huh? Blow your head off with this enforcement and you couldn't do shit. How you feel now? What set you from? Look like one of them Crenshaw Mafia motherfuckers. No, you probably one of them rolling 60s, huh? Huh?
12M63, we have a possible 187. Blue BW at Port of Florence, Vermont.
Stay out of trouble.
You gentlemen have a nice evening. Huh?
I thought something might have happened to you.
Ain't nothing gonna happen to me.
I'm tired of hearing them shooting all the time. What's wrong?
Nothing. I'm tired of this shit. Kill all these motherfuckers. I'm sick of this shit. Shit. I'm so fucking tired of this shit. Fuck this shit. Do me, motherfuckers. Fuck you. Fucking tired of this shit. I'm gonna kill all you motherfuckers. Come on to me, motherfucker. Oh, you. Yeah.
Never thought I'd be crying in front of a female.
You can cry in front of me.
About people getting married while they're still in college.
What, are you trying to ask me something?
No. I just wanted to know what you thought about that kind of situation.
I think it can be good. Two people really love each other.
Really?
Yeah.
You sure you're down for this? Yeah. I mean, yes, I am.
That's supposed to mean, huh?
I thought we were going to talk about Trey.
Espresso, please.
Cafe au lait, please.
I bought him some shoes yesterday.
Why are you always buying him stuff?
Can't I be nice to my son, huh? Do I have that right?
Yes, you have that right, but he has a job. You don't have to always buy him stuff.
Look. Did he tell you he wants to move in with Brandy when he goes to school?
Yeah. So?
Yeah. So? So don't you think that's a bad idea?
I think that Trey is old enough to make his own decisions, Reba.
Well, you're his father. That means you were supposed to guide his decisions.
Well, what the hell you think I've been doing for the last 7 years?
Oh, not that evident.
Listen, Reba. It's time for you to let go. I know you want to play the mommy and all of that, but Trey is a grown man now. He is not a little boy anymore. That time has passed, sweetheart. You missed it. Excuse me, I'm going to get some cigarettes.
No, you're not getting off that easy. Sit your ass down.
Excuse me?
I said sit your ass down before I raise my voice and make a fool out of both of us. Now, it's my time to talk. Of course you took in your son, my son, our son. And you taught him what he needed to be a man. I'll give you that, because most men ain't man enough to do what you did. But that gives you no reason, do you hear me? No reason to tell me that I can't be a mother to my son. But you did. Is no different from what mothers have been doing from the beginning of time. It's just too bad more brothers won't do the same. But don't think you're special. You may be cute, but not special. Drink your cafe au lait, it's on me.
everybody in the mall was running. Motherfuckers, bitches running out all tempos and shit. Motherfuckers throwing cookies out the cookie shop, motherfuckers. Niggas was getting their bell on. I was smoking every motherfucker that came in. Every motherfucker came in my way. I just thought I'd let y'all know that. See, I give a mad ass fuck. Understands me? What's up?
What's up, man?
You missing all that? Niggas getting smoked and shit. Niggas getting that cap killed. Who's them niggas?
Man, pick Chris up, man. Punk might start tripping.
Man, that's the fool from Chris Shaw. Hey, I even got my gap.
Punk motherfucker ain't got nothing better to do. 27 years old, I'm still fucking motherfuckers our age. This old ass.
What's up?
Anyway, saw you rolling out of Brandy crib around 2 in the motherfucking morning. What's up with that?
You know, man, that's my business.
Yeah. Handle your shit, G.
Peer pressure, man.
Handle your shit.
Peer pressure.
Don't be like this motherfucker. This motherfucker got babies, in-house pussy. I mean, do some shit like that, moms would be like, I ain't having.
Ricky! Ricky! You know you heard me.
Hmm?
What? I need you to go to the store to get some cornmeal.
Yeah, go on over.
If you want to land a good job, you have to know what most employers want. Like how to motivate yourself. How to lead others. How to perform under pressure. You can learn all these things in the Army. So no matter what career you choose, you'll really be ready to take off.
Ricky, get up and go now. I can't finish frying the fish without it.
Boy, go get this girl some cornmeal. Shoot, you ought to be happy somebody's cooking for your ass.
Give me some, dude.
Hey, what's up, Trey?
What's up?
So, do you want to go to the store for me, man? Get some cornmeal.
Nigga, I ain't the one she told to go get it. It's your wife. She's gonna get the shit.
She ain't my wife, man, alright?
Shit. Might as well be. Y'all got a family and shit. Tecmo ball playing motherfucker.
Fuck you, man. Why don't you go to the store with
me? Sure, man. Let's do it. What? Nigga, don't fuck me. Fuck your wife. That's why you got a baby now.
Hey, man, you better get on my face, alright? What's up with Brandon?
Hey, you a punk, man.
Hey, yo, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hey.
Man, this family
minute. Wait a minute. Hey, yo, what's your problem, man? Y'all are brothers. You ain't supposed to be fighting each other.
For the punk.
Come on, Trey, let him fight. Get him.
Mama's boy.
Get him, yo.
Get him,
hey.
Let him
fight.
Get him. Brenda, Ricky and Dope are out here fighting. Hey,
get him.
Hey,
get him.
Cut that out.
Get off of it.
I'm
What you
let
me for?
You all right?
Yeah, I'm all right. What you let me for?
Ricky, baby, your test scores.
What you let me for? Why you hit me?
Yo, Dope, why she hit you?
Shut up, man.
Man, just fuck all that shit, right? I'm going to the fucking Army. That's all there is to say.
You think about doing what? Man, what are you, a damn fool?
Listen, man, they say I can learn how to work on computers and stuff. Plus, they give me money for college.
Listen to you, you sound like the damn commercial. Man, what they don't tell you is that you don't belong to you no more. You belong to them, the government. Like a slave or something, see? Man, my daddy told me a black man has got no business, no place in a white man's army.
Yeah, I heard all that before, right? Well, listen, I got a little boy to think about, okay? I'm gonna be like my brother, man. Hanging out and not doing shit. End up dealing cane just like him. Listen, I wanna do something with my life, all right? I wanna be somebody.
Listen, let me tell you something. When you join that army, you ain't gonna be nobody.
Hey, yo, Bubba, you got any change?
No, I ain't got no change, G. Hold on. Nothing.
No, Chief, please don't. Hey, no problem. You anything? Huh?
Wait a minute, man. I'm still trying to find out. Shit. Nothing.
What?
I said nothing. I didn't win nothing, all right?
I told you, man. You got to be Mexican to win that shit.
Aw, man. I win this lottery. I don't want to worry about a damn thing. Mm. Not to worry about no colleges, no 700 on the SATs. Not a damn.
There's that motherfucker that was talking shit the other night.
Okay. When I say cut, we're gonna cut through these houses, okay?
Gotcha.
Come on, guys.
Come on, get him, man. Get him.
Come on, let's get him. Come on,
go around
man.
The corner. Cut him off. Come on, man. Go.
Shit.
You
fucking made you bust that shit.
Come on.
I got you. I got you.
All right, come on, let's go.
All right, hold on.
What?
Well,
what are you doing, man?
I got to drain the weasel, man. I swear, if that motherfucker roll up on the set one more time, I'm going to blast his ass.
Shit, Rick.
Fuck. What are we leaving? Shit.
Let's go.
All right,
wait
a minute, man. Let's split up.
No, man, I don't think we should do that. I mean, if we gotta throw some heads, I think it'd be better for together.
Oh, man, them fools ain't gonna wanna do nothing, man. They're just showing out and shit.
Cool. I'm out of here.
Come on, man.
Mama!
No! just got shot. Wait, now.
Brandy, I want you to try and calm down, and I want you to go home. You hear me? You hear me? Don't worry, I'll take care of him. He's going to be all right. Trey? Trey, what are you doing? Huh? Oh, you bad now. You bad. You gotta shoot somebody now. Well, yeah, I am. Come on, shoot me. You bad, right? Look, I'm sorry about your friend. My heart goes out to his mother and his family, but that's their problem, Trey. You my son. You my problem. I want you to give me the gun. Oh, I see. You want to end up like little Chris in a wheelchair, huh? Right? No. You want to end up like Doughboy, huh? No? Give me the motherfucking gun, Trey. Son, and I'm not gonna lose you to no bullshit, you hear? I love you, man. Go clean yourself up.
Thank you.
been down here 3 hours. Just calling the motherfucker out here, too.
Let's go get something to eat.
Cool.
And another thing, Fred, when you go get your hair cut, that shit is straight. It look like something from 1983, dude.
Look, ain't nobody cutting my hair, man. I'm like Samson. My strength is in my hair. Shit.
Hey, fuck you, fuck. Nigga. What's up with that baby you been talking to?
Fuck that bitch. Boy, scared.
Nah, he ain't scared. He just young.
I'm dumb. Ketchup on his motherfucker.
Yeah, man. Why you put all that ketchup on him?
Well, why you worried about it, fool? Eat my fries.
What you gonna do tonight, man? We going to see your girl?
No, I'm going to see my girl. You going home with your father.
Daddy, go right there.
Turn off the lights. Hit the lights, nigga.
Take your ass home and watch some videos.
At home with your mama, that's where I was. Now check that motherfucker out.
stop.
Yo, cuz. I know why you got the car last night. Shouldn't have been there in the first place. You don't want that shit to come back to haunt you. I've been up this early in a long time. Turned on the TV this morning. Had this shit on about living in a violent world. Showed all these foreign places foreigners living on. Started thinking, man, either they don't know, don't show, I don't care about what's going on in the hood. They had all this foreign shit. They ain't have shit on my brother, man. I ain't got no brother. Had no mother neither. She loved that fool more than she loved me.
So, boy, she got some blow, got some rock.
Get the fuck out of my face! Keep them goddamn babies off the street.
Y'all get them?
I don't even know how I feel about it neither, man. Shit just goes on and on, you know. Next thing you know, somebody might try to smoke me. Don't matter, though. We all gotta go sometime, huh? Seem like they are. Punch from my own clock on Rick, though, man. I gotta go, cuz.
Hey, Doe.
What's up?
You still got one brother left, man.
Thanks, man. Later, G.
Later.
I doubt.
South Central, a place where busting the cap is fundamental. No, you can't find a shit in a handbook. Take a close look at a rap crook. Rule number one, get the summer gun, a nine in your ass to be fine. keep it in your glove compartment, cause jackers, oh, they love to start shit. Now if you're white, you can trust the police, but if you're black, they ain't nothing but beef. Watch out for the kill. Don't make a fuck move and keep your hands on the steering wheel. And don't get smart, answer all questions, and that's your first lesson on staying alive. It's our central kid, that's how you survive.
Hi, this is Elaine again. Are you enjoying your stay in South Central Los Angeles?
Yeah.
Or has somebody taken your thing? Have you witnessed a drive-by? Okay, make sure you have your camcorder ready to witness the extracurricular activities on Black by the Bully. So you and your family can enjoy this tape over and over again.
Rule number two, don't trust nobody, especially a bitch with a hooker's box. Cause it ain't nothing but a trap. And females, get the jacks and kidnaps, you'll wind up dead. Just to be safe, don't wear no blue or red, cause most niggas get got. And neither L.A., Compton, or Watts pissed off black human beings. So I think you better skip the fight, man. And if you're nothing but a mark, make sure that's in before dark. But if you need some affection, mate, make sure the bitch ain't a section 8, cause if so, that's a monkey wrench hole. And you won't survive in South Central.
Now you realize it's not always cracked up to be.
Yeah.
You realize that it's fucked up. I mean, nothing like the shit you saw on TV.
Word up.
Palm trees and blonde bitches. So I advise you to pack your shit and get the fuck on.
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
Yeah.
Shit.
Come on, get something. Yeah, you get your ass straight smoke. Yo, I'ma say what's up to DJ Chili Chick. Sir G. Hey, yo, Q, these motherfuckers don't know what time it is. So show these motherfuckers what's happening. Tell these motherfuckers. Don't fuck around and talk shit. God damn it. Rule number three. Don't get caught up. Cause niggas aren't doing anything that's thought up. And they gotta fight on everything from dope to stolen merchandise. Read the shirt, cause South Central LA is one big turn. Wait for a brother like you to catch a disease and start slinging keys to an undercover or the wrong brother. And they'll smother a out of town motherfucker. So don't take your life for granted, cause it's the craziest place on the planet. And LA heroes don't fly through the sky storm. They live behind bars, so everybody's doing a little.